Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations and Tuesday, day before Threes Day, alohas to you. Still waiting for the turkey to gobble. Sometime during the program today, you'll hear a turkey gobble, and when you do, be the fifth caller and score yourself a $15 gift certificate, good for your turkey bird from our friends at Butterball. All right, so keep listening for the turkey to gobble. In the meantime, thanks so much for being along as we get underway with hour number two. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Oh, and Moneypenny told me Anthony just called in as well, but he is still a persona non grata. And so, yeah, you know, we suggested he just call NPR. Anthony, they'll be happy to put you on, you know, because you're simpatico with the things they believe there in the progressive socialist paradise. The workers' paradise that's on the way from Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer and the rest of them. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation. So see you there. I just saved you 10 minutes out of your life that you could never get back. And now you have them back. See? There you go. Yeah, Ingalls Advantage talk line number is available. 800-347-1063. That is for reasonable people who want to converse and not just come on the air and read CNN and BSNBC talking points. If you prefer sending me a text message, just use the CSRP, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. And I saw this story today. And in the wake of all these FSOs, these foreign service officers, Ambassador Volker is now up there telling us how honorable and patriotic they are down at Foggy Bottom in the State Department, and how Trump, of course, is subjecting America to bribery. Is it bribery or is it quid pro quo or what is it? I lose track. Well, it doesn't really matter. In the wake of this, I saw the story that Mina Chang, a high-ranking State Department staffer who vaulted into the public spotlight after NBC reported she had inflated her resume, has resigned her position. Ms. Chang, the Deputy Assistant Secretary in State Department's Bureau of Conflict and Stability Operations, was accused of overstating her academic credentials and creating a fake Time magazine cover with her face on it. That's one you're going to get away with easily, right? Nobody's going to catch you on that one. Yeah, I remember seeing that on the newsstands, your face on the cover of Time. I think that was your face on the cover of Time, wasn't it?
Well, this is just fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah, no, her face was not on. Chang has rebutted NBC's story, arguing that her academic statements were not misleading and that she did not commission the doctored Time magazine covers. I didn't do it. Somebody else did this. I have no responsibility. I can't control what other people do. Ms. Chang saying, and I quote, "Resigning is the only acceptable moral and ethical option for me at this time." In her resignation letter obtained by Politico, her resignation is effective, that would be immediately. You know, actually, it seems to me having an accurate resume would have been the moral and ethical thing to do, but we won't quibble about that. NBC reported last week that Chang had misleadingly claimed in her official bio that she was an alumna of Harvard Business School. Well, not exactly, because in fact, she only attended a 7-week course at Harvard. It was also reported that Chang had even created a fake Time magazine cover featuring her own image. So she will now, I guess, return to her career as an actress, singer, fashion model, astronaut, and professional skier. Well, actually, I just kind of made that last part up. Kind of like she made up her resume. By the way, my resume includes the fact that I'm a Golf Galaxy Gold Card member, and also have a preferred customer card from Second Swing Golf. All right, so I thought I would, you know, in an effort to be completely wide open about this, transparent, as it were. So long, Miss Chang. Maybe we'll see you on the cover of Newsweek next. To the phones we go this afternoon. Bob is first up in hour number two. He is in Simpsonville. Hi, Bob, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob. This is Colonel Bob. But I'm telling a little fib. I was only a lieutenant colonel.
Uh-huh. Well, good enough for me, Colonel.
Okay, I got a couple items here. One is that I don't think it's the military's job to second-guess the President of the United States or spy on his phone calls and provide that information to other people that don't have a need to know.
Seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel Bob, but wouldn't a presidential phone call to the leader of a foreign nation like President Zelensky of Ukraine, wouldn't that be classified information?
I would think, and to share it with somebody that didn't have a need to know is not necessarily the thing to do.
Right.
And I also think it's a disgrace to wear his uniform when he knows this is a sham hearing. If he doesn't know, he sure shouldn't be wearing that uniform.
Yeah, I think it's revealing that he chose to make that decision because when he goes to work at the NSC every day, he's not wearing his uniform. He's wearing civvies.
Yeah, right. I got a couple of Internet rumors, and if it came from the Internet, I'm sure it's true.
You bet.
One is that Schiff's sister is married to Soros' son.
Yeah, I've seen that one, too, and I've seen that Schiff said something to the effect of, I don't have a sister. So that would make it difficult for that one to be accurate, I guess.
Yeah. Your information center behind the glass there can probably confirm it or not.
Right.
The other one is that the taxpayers paid out a sexual harassment charge for a teenage boy. So that's another possibility of some rumors that are true on the Internet.
Who was that individual?
The taxpayers paid for Schiff's sexual harassment charge.
I had seen that one floating around, too, and I have not had an opportunity to determine the veracity of it. But I think what this guy is doing in the current proceeding probably even supersedes something like that as being treasonous and traitorous and just really scummy.
Yeah. Okay, now I've got one more. I spent a lot of sleepless nights trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Sure.
And I think that Schiff, codenamed Bug Eyes, is a clandestine Republican operative who has infiltrated the Democratic Party. And I haven't told anybody this except you and my dog.
Right. So I love the theory, though, Colonel Bob. And I think you may be onto something there because, as you know, President Trump, while Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of them are playing checkers, President Trump is busy playing three-dimensional chess. And if that's the case, if Schiff is a plant, boy, I don't think they could have done any better.
Well, he's doing a good job. It's dirty but effective.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The ultimate psyop, I would call it, Colonel Bob.
That's what it sounds like to me. I hear you. I could be over that.
Thank you for your service, sir, and thanks for the call today. It's great to have you in the audience.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Jobless numbers. Yeah, Trump is just, oh boy, he's doing a terrible job as president. Yeah, implemented tax cuts. We now have more manufacturing jobs than we did 3 years ago. And now there's some new jobless numbers that are out. Astounding is probably not a bad way to describe them. And really incredible job numbers here in South Carolina, including us. I mean, really astounding. I'll share them with you when we come right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. 421, 21 after 4, Bobby Mack Show. Nice to see the sunshine back today. Kind of worn out with the cloudy and gray gloomies yesterday. Great to have you along here this afternoon. You know, you can always count on the folks at BSNBC for some outstanding television. Like yesterday, for instance, when Chris Matthews, you remember Chris Matthews, Obama's speeches sent a thrill up his leg. Well, something else happened yesterday with Chris Matthews, the host of Softball on BSNBC. He was doing a live interview with Congressman Eric Swalwell. You may remember this yummy. He was in the Democrat presidential field for a cup of coffee before everybody said, this guy's... he's not going to cut it. And he bailed out of the presidential field. Well, in any event, Eric was doing an interview with Chris Matthews when something unusual and untoward happened. Listen here.
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
You know, I could have sworn that sounded like... some gas, more than the usual amount of gas from Democrats being released during this interview. Shall we listen to that again?
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
The official explanation, by the way, from the yummies at BSNBC was that that was not what you thought it was. Actually... it was the sound of somebody pushing a coffee cup across the desk. Anybody buying that one? Let's hear that one more time, shall we?
Taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election.
Wow. I mean, just wow.
Oh, my God, you farted! That is so nasty!
So I guess from this point forward, Congressman Swalwell will resist the temptation to chow down at Taco Bell before he goes on hardball with Chris Matthews. Another great moment in television. Now, I mentioned as we went to the break that we have some unemployment numbers, jobless rate numbers, that are truly incredible. This just in to the Bobby Mac Show. Joblessness in South Carolina reached another all-time low last month, dropping to 2.6%. According to new data released today by the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, said Laura Ulrich, a regional economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, and I quote her, "That's almost unfathomable for South Carolina. October's rate fell compared to September's record low of 2.9%. The state's jobless rate has dropped almost a full percentage point since June, and the current figure is 1% lower than the national rate of 3.6%. On a list released Friday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which ranked U.S. metro areas based on jobless rates, South Carolina metros took nearly all of the top spots. Charleston is tied for the lowest rate along with Ames, Iowa. Both Charleston and Ames had an unemployment rate of 1.5% in September. Three South Carolina metro areas were tied for the second lowest rate of 1.6%. They are Greenville, Hilton Head, and Spartanburg. Just behind them, Columbia, South Carolina, and the other Columbia in Missouri, both saw rates of 1.7%. It's difficult to say whether the rate could drop any lower, Ulrich said, particularly since South Carolina has not had a history of posting these kind of low figures. Typically, natural resource-rich states like the Dakotas and Montana have held that distinction. During the recession, North Dakota's jobless rate never topped 4.3%, while South Carolina's peaked in the double digits at 12%. So it was 12% under Obama, and now here we are tied for the lowest in the country. Truly incredible, though the current rate is among the lowest in the country. Right now it's tied with three other states for the third lowest rate in the U.S. September was the first time in the state's history that unemployment was below 3%. South Carolina's labor force is growing more rapidly than most areas. It's expanded by 2.2% in the last year compared to 1% in the U.S. That growth, Ms. Ulrich said, comes from both people moving into the state and residents entering the workforce, such as young adults, people coming out of retirement, or others securing jobs after a hiatus from working. While manufacturing employment has been somewhat soft nationwide, with just 0.4% growth compared to last October, South Carolina has added 6,700 manufacturing jobs. That's a year-over-year growth rate of 2.7%. This really is truly incredible. Charleston has an unemployment rate of just 1.5%. Tied for the lowest unemployment rate in the country. And Greenville, Hilton Head, and Spartanburg are tied for the second lowest unemployment rate in the country at 1.6%. Now, you're never going to hear this, of course, from the propagandists and the lamestream media, but look, the numbers are what the numbers are. Seems to reinforce that the policies implemented by President Trump and the GOP leadership continuing to deliver. And on top of these astounding statistics, South Carolinians have also seen over 116,000 new jobs created, an average tax cut of $1,341, and over 20,000 new manufacturing jobs since President Trump took office. So put that in your pipe, Mr. Bull Schiff. Remember Obama? Yeah, you know, President Trump, he's out there on the campaign trail. And he's saying he's going to bring back manufacturing jobs. What's he going to do? Going to wave a magic wand? Huh? Has he got a magic wand he's going to wave? Apparently he does. You know, it's called capitalism, not socialism. Hussein. 429 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. I will catch up with the text line, and we go to the phones here on Tuesday on the Bobby Mac Show on 106.3 WORD and 101.5 in Anderson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bob McLean! That would be yours truly. Welcome back. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Oh, I forgot to ask Money Penny. We had the turkey gobble earlier. I'm assuming we had a fifth caller and had a winner in the great turkey giveaway, $15 gift certificate for a butterball bird for your Thanksgiving.
Roxanne from Honeypath.
Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Be a good name for a good title for a rock song. Way to go, Roxanne. Enjoy your turkey bird as a gift from us. To the phones we go. Wes is in Greer, and leads off this half of hour number two. Hi, Wes. What's up?
Hey, Bobby. Good afternoon. You know, am I the only person that is not surprised that Lindsey Graham doesn't want to dig into and implicate just how deep he and his bosom buddy John McCain are?
No,
I
suspect, Wes, that you're in a line that looks like you're at Best Buy outside on Black Friday morning.
Yeah. TV,
right. You know? The line stretches over the horizon, okay?
I mean, it is. I have called his office. I have asked him very politely.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they will just give you the brush off in there. And Bobby, I'm getting to the point where I can appreciate the liberals. They are so honest with their dishonesty. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah, there's no more. No, you're right. There's no more hiding it. They're right out front. You know, look, this is a war, and the GOP better grab a helmet and get in the game.
Well, you know, I'm just so glad that, you know, Mr. Grizzly Adams, Ted Cruz, is just so outspoken to because you know he is the conservative Bobby, and he is, and he's got all that moral character and fiber that Trump doesn't have. And I mean, you know, it's just amazing. It's up every day along with all the other weak-kneed Republicans.
Yeah,
I
would
absolutely nothing to say about this railroad job that goes on 24/7
and
in front of our eyes.
All I can add to that, thank you, Wes. I appreciate
it.
Yeah, and I agree with you about Ted Cruz and the beard. I don't think that's making it. But setting that aside, thank God for Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan, Jeff Duncan, the others that are standing up and speaking out about this obvious effort to undo the result of a legitimate election. Look, you guys lost. I'm not sorry they did, because it would have been Obama's third term with Felonious Von Pantsuit in there. You see, what was it, yesterday or the day before, she was on a flight out of flight out of New York, and the plane had a mechanical and was delayed. But Hillary was undeterred. She kept her cool in there, and she used the additional time on the ground to delete more emails from her server. And so, it wasn't a total waste, is what I'm saying. to the phones we go. Let's head to Greer and bring in Michael here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing today?
So far, so good.
So based on those unemployment numbers for Charleston of, what'd you say, 1.5%?
Correct.
Does that mean the only people unemployed in Charleston are people who just got laid off from the unemployment office?
It must be, because I don't recall the last time I saw numbers like this.
Yeah, because literally that is the only way those numbers could work. Now, I missed it because I had to step out of my vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
What was the number for Greenville County?
One-tenth of a percent more than that, 1.6%, which is the second lowest in America. And it's the same number, by the way, for Spartanburg and Hilton Head.
To give you an idea how desperate places are for workers now,
mm-hmm.
I saw a McDonald's that had on there, you know, usually they have the sign that says whatever's on sale or whatever.
Right, yeah, burgers, 25 cents or whatever, right.
Yeah, this time it said hiring bonus, $400.
Whoa!
At McDonald's.
You know, the proof, as they say, is in the pudding, Michael. If we see signs like that at Popeyes, you know, where
well, they're hiring bouncers. Now, also, if you want to see a great impersonation of Adam Schiff,
right?
Have you ever watched the Greg Gutfeld show on Fox?
I have caught parts of it from time to time, and I think he's hilarious.
The last few weeks, he's started each show with, what's his name, Tom Shalhoub?
I don't know him.
He's one of the commentators, and he does a Schiff impersonation.
Oh, God.
Each one is a skit. For example, this week, Adam Schiff tries hot wings for the first time.
Oh, jeez.
And you see him swallow the entire thing, bone
right.
and all.
Right.
This week, Adam Schiff plays rock, paper, scissors for the first time. And when he plays with the guy, he pulls out an actual rock, pair of scissors,
and a piece of paper.
And screams, I win.
Oh, what a scream. You know, that is creative stuff. And I'll have to go back and, because I know that, I believe his show is on there. The Fox News website, and you can bring it up, and or maybe it's on YouTube, but I've got to check those out, because
it's well worth it.
It sounds like it's worth the price of admission, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the call, and thanks for the tip on Gutfeld's weekend show, too. I didn't know they had a guy impersonating Schiff on there. Classic. In on the text line, Bobby, a quick question. If the House somehow impeached Donald Trump, and the Senate obviously doesn't remove him from office, that does not impede the president from running and winning again in 2020, right? So what's the daggum point? Well, the consensus seems to be that, I mean, look at the Democrat field. You got crazy commie Bernie. You got the creepy hair sniffer, the Ukraine-China payoff recipient, Bagman, Joe Biden. You got Kamala, and she's pretty much out of the picture. You got Mayor Pete. He's now surging in Iowa. None of these guys, none of these people are electable. And if I know it, then the other commie, Tom Perez, that runs the DNC, he knows it too. So all they've got is this to try and drive down the president's poll numbers and so damage his image, his brand, that people say, oh, no, I'm not voting for Trump. When in point of fact, what they're doing is inspiring the Trump base to say, oh, yeah, Pelosi, Schiff, here you go. Suck on this. Huh? There you go, Pelosi, Schumer. Huh? You like this? Huh? You like this? This is going to come back on them big time. And they know, you know, they're so desperate, this is all they've got. Now, let's see who they end up with as their nominee and then wait for the debates. Oh, boy. Get the popcorn into the microwave because this is going to be good. I'll be right back.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Work, 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 work.
It's never ending. That's what we do. Slaving away for 4 hours each day over a hot microphone and computer terminal. A little slow hand in the background. After midnight, 4:51, 9 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'm going to get caught up with a text line here at some point. Let's go to Greenville next and bring in Lucy here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Lucy, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob, and I love WORD.
Thank you.
I am so thankful for y'all from the time I hit the floor at 5:30, 6 o'clock, until I finally go to bed with, what's the guy at 10 o'clock?
Mark Levin?
No, he's at 7.
Oh.
After Mark, the Ground Zero guy.
Right, Clyde Lewis.
Yeah, Clyde. Yes. There you go. Well, that caller, I was wanting to call in to talk about, I couldn't remember the comedian's name, but you have got to tune in to Gutfeld Saturday nights at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And what my husband and I do, we just record it because you will want to rewind it. And the way they've got him, I mean, it will blow you out of the water. And the other thing they do every Saturday or every show, and the people they have, the panel,
right,
they are unbelievable. But the other thing they do is the 2020 Democratic can't dates. And they love when somebody drops out because they just, oh, my gosh, it is priceless.
You know, it's interesting. So it's interesting, too, Lucy, because Mark Levin's show, Life, Liberty, and Levin had been doing, in fact, it was the highest-rated show on Fox on the weekend. They have now moved that from 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So now I've got a couple of them that I'll have to put on the schedule to record.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It is so good. And it just gives you a stress release from the Adam Bull, you know what, that we
I
all
do know
have
what
to deal with
yeah
all week long.
Right.
So, you know, put your recorder on and do a stress release, because it will make you laugh, and then you'll sleep good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do that, Lucy, and I appreciate the suggestion. And thank you for the kind words about the radio station, and very timely talking about being thankful for us, because this is the Thanksgiving season.
And I am so thankful for all of you, and especially Money Penny, who I think y'all have a private room at the station for her, because she is there morning, noon, and night.
Hey, there's a couch somewhere in this building that I know about.
Yeah, that's a true story. There is a couch.
I've slipped on it.
There you go. Well, I hope you give her a My Pillow to go with that couch.
We'll have a talk with what's his name, Mike?
Mike Levitt. I mean, Mike.
What is his last name?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we know who he is. Yep. My baby doll, Brenda, just got some sheets from the My Pillow people. And I bought some earlier.
Yeah.
I bought some earlier from some sheet manufacturer that El Rushbo was pushing, and
they were Bolton Brand.
Yeah, that's right, and they were pretty good, but the ones that she got from MyPillow, they're terrific, and I'm not being paid anything to say that. They are really nice sheets.
Yeah, Mike Lindell.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that when he does his commercials, he's wearing a cross.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And he's a reformed addict.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you want to know another bit of, you know, the new movie about Mr. Rogers with Tom Hanks?
Right.
Did you know that Mr. Rogers was a military sniper?
here we go. See, we're about to, today is one of the days when we do Yes or BS with Money Penny and Little Annie. And the topic today is Mr. Rogers, and I said, now you watch. Somebody's going to text or mention that Mr. Rogers was a Navy SEAL, and the reason that he wore the sweater was because he has a bunch of tattoos. Actually, that is internet rumor. Mr. Rogers never was a military. In fact, he never was in the military. Yeah.
So this isn't true?
No.
So I fell for that?
Yeah.
It came from a reliable source.
Well, you know, people put stuff out there, and it sounds good, you know, and it's a good thought, you know. So, you know, people says, oh, really? Okay.
But it just goes to show I'm not as smart as I think I am.
I don't know about that. Maybe a bit on the gullible side. But look, you know, there's all that stuff floating around out there, Lucy. So don't beat yourself up for it, okay?
Well, that's why I always tune into y'all, because I know I'm going to get it straight from y'all.
Amen. Thanks, Lucy. I appreciate the call and the kind words very much. Yeah. Now, Mr. Rogers never was a Navy SEAL. Or an Army sniper, or anything else. But he did a good TV show. Yeah, give him that. Stand by, the 5 o'clock Follies leads off next with my exclusive interview with the president's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.